cliffcentral.com.
It's a beautiful Monday morning. It's the 15th of May today. So clearly somebody got paid. Those people who get paid on the 15th.
But wash up.
I'm just trying to find someone who knows me who got paid on this particular day. But wow, Rumi, what a way to start a week. I mean, it's been a hectic week since, I mean, the past 10 days has just been like crazy. And yeah, and we wake up again, we've got more drama, we've got more sad news. I mean, you know, last night when I heard Rory, a Josie FM DJ was shot in Soweto. I didn't know they were talking about Mandla, you know. And then it was confirmed. And it's just so...
It's very sad.
I think it is so sad and it is so disheartening. Because I think as a country we're going through so much, irrespective of which angle you look at it, politically, economically, socially, all those things. I mean, we're having a really, really hard time, you know, and it's amazing how each and every person still manages to get up and be on the go. People are still going to work. People are still trying to, you know, everybody was zama. They're still trying to do what they're doing. I mean, we are here and, yeah, but it's crazy how everything is going, with everything that's going on. But how are you this morning, though?
Not sharp, you know. It's just that obviously, you know, they said news. But also, as a man, you know, living in South Africa, realize that our women are scared. You know, our women are so scared. You know, and you know the hashtag men are trash.
Yeah.
And someone was asking me, what does that mean to me? And I was saying, maybe it's a good thing because it makes me wake up every day and make a conscious decision not to be trash.
Absolutely.
And remember, being trash could be emotional abuse, could be disrespect, could be, you know. So it's like now suddenly when the hashtag comes up.
It's not like you have to strangle someone and kill them.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, as a man, you know, it's like, I am going to do my best. Because, you know, it's easier for you to say, not all men are trash. Versus how you act, being trashy or not, you know. So for me is, I will not comment on the actual hashtag. I will live and show that not all men are trash.
True. Yeah. You know, this whole week, I mean, men are trash has always been trending for different reasons. Yeah. It can be
there's also t-shirts.
Yeah, there's even t-shirts. That's how far it has gone. But especially this past 10 days, I mean, with the passing or the killing of Karabo. And I mean, when you follow the timeline, I mean, there's this lady who is just giving, she's a journalist.
They call it a thread when you follow
the thread. When you follow the thread, and then, you know, she just keeps giving names and names and names of women who were killed by men, and not just men, but the people that they trusted, their spouses, their partners, their boyfriends, some of them their uncles, you know. It's just crazy. Some of them their fathers, you know. There are cases of rape there, there are cases of abuse, there are cases of being mutilated, then some of them have been burned, you know.
But also, how did we get that far? You know, we argue as couples, you know, and then, you know, whatever, walk away or whatever. But when did it get to a point where we are now not only killing each other, but burning each other, like the courage and I'm actually going to buy petrol. I'm going to get a seat. I'm going to get a tire. I'm going to necklace them. Like, when did it get so bad?
I don't know, but then I know that it has been going down. But let me tell you something. I think in society, in our country, when unfortunately we are a unit, when one particular corner gets messed up, it affects the others. You know, it's not just about the people on the ground. It's also about leadership. It's also about people who are in charge of different things. It can be teachers. It can be schools. It can be colleges. It can be government. But I know for a fact that when leadership is starting to rot, then the people don't know exactly where to run off, and and then there's a whole lot of a whole flow of lawlessness that is happening. You know, it doesn't matter whichever you, people who are in politics, it doesn't matter how you look at it. You can even, you can go to the point as far as saying our government is not doing enough, but our government is not just like one party. There are a whole other elements that are involved in there. And then people are looking for solutions, and the solutions are not there. There's so many things that push these things, the scourge that push crime. Other people are in crime because not only are they, it's not because someone is just greedy and they decided I want to buy a mansion in Sandton. Other people are pushed into crime, and most of them are being used as pawns because of poverty, for instance, because of lack, because of a whole lot of things that that, you know, that would influence, and it has a whole ripple effect. Understand that? If you're going to go to bed hungry, and then you can see your brothers and sisters each and every day they go hungry. Some of the youngsters are bright, they go to school, they can't get into tertiary. Someone else is trying, you know, everyone is trying to hustle somehow. And sometimes when it doesn't work out, it pushes people to extreme measures. Then you start having, it's no longer self, not even a self, a sense of entitlement, but people feel that if no one is going to give it to me, I'm going to grab it no matter what.
But also you can see how much the family plays a big role in terms of how, you know, we end up, or the reasons we choose, you know, to become villains or not. You know, for example, when you follow the stories of, you know, criminals and rapists and serial killers, you find that the challenge is that someone is blaming a father, a mother for not being there.
Absolutely.
You know, so the family dynamics really play a big role.
That also do. You know, yeah, that also does play a role.
And I think the other time you mentioned a very critical aspect of child-headed households as well.
Yeah, true.
You know, you find that I'm 10 years old and I have no choice but to, you know, to go fend for my young siblings, to go fend for my young brothers, you know.
Yeah,
and then
true.
I'm 10, and then, you know, I try all, you know, begging on the street, and then I get,
sometimes it doesn't work. Yeah. Then someone is going to give you like a bit of a few packets of weed for you to sell around the corner, and it works,
and
then
you realize that
you
can
get your cut.
Yep.
And then you start getting into that.
Yeah.
And I was actually listening to a very interesting conversation on, I think it was on ENCA, but I forgot what the thing is about. I forgot the name or the title of the show.
Yeah.
But it is done by Amanda Alipane.
Yeah.
And yesterday she was interviewing women of steel, like the mothers of con artists, like Gayton's mom was there and you know, you should be, you'll be blown away by the things that they say, you know, by how their kids were influenced throughout the years, by how they made certain decisions, and how they have just like, and how all of that has affected them over the years. But it is quite crazy.
Yeah.
But anyway,
on a lighter note,
we'll get on a lighter note, but what I wanted to say is that all I can say is that we are going through so much now as a country, and I just feel that, you know, we need to, someone had said, can we press the restart button?
Yeah.
You know, can we press the restart button? And I was like, if that was easy, if that was doable, we would. But I also think it's something that we need to get through.
Yeah.
But all I know is that at the end of the day, the good always wins. We're going to come out on the other side.
So you actually tweeted about
that
as well.
Stronger and better.
Yeah.
Wiser. And I just feel like it's like, I don't know if is it a washout, and unfortunately we have a whole lot of casualties along the way as it goes. But you know what, I believe in my heart of hearts that it's going to get better, and yeah,
and change starts with you.
Absolutely, you know. That is true.
And and let's welcome our listeners. Welcome to Belighted, and we know that we have your pullings of this world who are following us.
Your pullings of this world.
You know, religiously so. So
pullings not
going
to be impressed with you, your pullings of this world.
You understand, that's a trademark, because she's always there. So welcome to Belighted. And of course, if you want to interact with us, we actually have a number in the studio. We have a WhatsApp number as well. Our WhatsApp number is 079-748-2090. That's 079-748-2090. And Rami is going to kindly and religiously give us the number if you want to dial into the studio.
Like if people want to dial in, don't worry. I'm going to let Palisa come in and say something in the microphone. Please
Palisa, give us the number. What's the number? No, go
what
into the mic.
What are you doing sign language? Can you speak mic. Into my microphone?
Speak into the mic. Put on your radio voice.
And don't say, oh, there's no oh, it's zero. Oh,
put on your radio voice as well.
0861-555-189.
There we go. Thank you, Palisa. So Palisa is our technical producer, and she really, if you hear me sounding all very wide on you, it's because of Palisa.
Yeah, the effects of the voices. Yeah, well, yeah. We have a beautiful, beautiful guest in studio with us today. She's such a force. She is so full of life. She is so lively. I mean, her shows are just electrifying.
Yeah.
She is yo.
Yeah. Still yet to be defined.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm just trying to figure out what other words to use for this woman. She's got such presence. She walks in and everybody stops. Yeah. And she's got that voice.
Can I guess?
Know. Can you imagine if, I mean, Zaza, if she's like screaming at her kids. She doesn't even need to say, yeah. She just has to look, and then they can feel her voice in stereo.
Yeah.
All she has to say is, hey, when?
Yeah.
And it's over. She doesn't have to say,
all mastered and everything.
Didn't I tell you last week? Didn't I? No. Because she is that.
She's got a presence for days.
Presence. Mm. You know, she
I want to take a guess.
Yeah.
You see, she is so powerful that in her next lifetime, she's going to be a politician.
she might just track it now, you know? Eh? I mean, she's got the look. I mean, look at the look
on the bus, there, you know, holding a mic.
Yeah.
Viva, comrade, let's go. Viva,
comrade. She would. She would, definitely.
She'll pull it off.
Okay, ladies, are you going to do the drum roll?
You know,
so that
I can
introduce Zaza properly.
There we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, in studio today, we've got... the diva.
Yeah.
The powerful.
I was right.
The anointed.
Aye, man.
The spiritual. The influential.
Yes.
The comforting one. The soul searching one.
Yeah.
The one who brings you joy when you're down. The one who will remind you who you are when you don't know and you've lost your way. The one who will remind you who you are.
Yes.
Even when you don't know exactly who you are.
Yes.
The one that...
Yes.
Defies high heels.
How's again?
And just like me, gets on stage in those Converse.
Yeah.
And start getting on the stage.
Border.
And bring some electrifying performances.
Yes.
And by the time people get home, they don't know what hit them. But all they know that it has been a good day.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got Zaza Mokgethi in studio.
Wow.
It was like I was preaching there.
What an angel.
I nearly said amen.
Wow.
Oh, Jesus.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm sorry, I'm the guy.
All right, okay. Oh,
wow. Welcome.
Yeah. I was from your guy.
Awesome.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. That's how we welcome people.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. What an introduction.
Yeah.
Zaza, welcome to Belighted. Yeah, I'm so glad you could join us.
Well, thank you so much.
After the week we had, we should have asked you to bring the band or something so you can sing in studio.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What a hectic 12 days that we had.
Yeah.
You know? But we know everything's going to go well. Mm. So welcome to Belighted. So good to see you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, and
thank you so much for honoring us, man.
Look at Romeo just smiling.
Wow, Romeo, thank you.
No, it is a big deal. It is a big deal.
Romeo's so starstruck right now.
It's hot in here.
It's hot there. You're getting hot.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
guys, if you don't know who Zaza is, Zaza Mokgethi, it is that woman.
Yeah.
Who loves the tutu dress.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she wears Converse on stage.
She
sings.
You know what? She gives a tutu a new meaning.
Yes. A new meaning altogether.
Yes.
A new meaning altogether.
Yeah.
And you know, guys, Zaza is a singer.
Mm.
Okay? And not just a singer, but she's also an artist. She's a musician.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not like she just stands there in the middle of the stage and just things randomly. I mean, she takes this seriously. It is an art. And, you know, her passion for music started while she was quite young. I mean, I was reading your profile. I mean, you started at when you were five.
Yeah.
I like it when people say, I started singing when I was five in Sunday school and all of that. But then, I mean, well, now you took it all the way out of church onto like a proper stage.
Very true.
Yeah.
Very
so true. Tell us a bit about who you are, what you're all about.
Let me greet everyone. At home, in their cars,
yeah,
everywhere you
on
are.
Phone.
Already, she's sounding like a pastor.
La morena,
just you know what? I just feel like right now you're just gonna say, touch the speaker right now.
Oh my god!
You're so bad.
Like bad.
Yes. Okay. Take us back. I'm excited to have you here. I'm really excited. I mean, the days where Romeo, when I say I, Romeo will remind me that I must say we. But this one, can I own it and make it my own?
So
I allow it.
I am excited that you are here.
Thank you so
honestly,
so much.
I am.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, it started back then at the tender age. I was always on point when I sing at home. Being as a pimp.
Yeah.
Yes. So
like Romeo.
They pull me voice. I mean, I'm not going to pelong. Surprise.
Maromza, can we talk to real musicians, please? Focus. Can we talk to real musicians?
Fine.
So in school, I sang in school, primary, secondary, in church. I was a praise and worship leader. I lead worship in church. But it all started, I started leading praise and worship at the age of 12. Mistaken in church.
Yeah.
So I would sing, and I would sing, and the Spirit of the Lord will move so mightily. And I couldn't understand it by then. What is this? And I started speaking in the language of the Spirit at that tender age, but I couldn't even understand what I'm saying. So I thought maybe some language. I was not yet there, especially spiritually, in terms of growth, to understand what was happening with me. So I often say to people, music chose me. I didn't choose music.
Right.
Because I wanted to study biochemistry. But I had to say yes to the Lord when he called me to take this path of music. Because I'm called into music as a minister. I call myself a prophetical worshiper. Because often when I minister in song, I would tap into the language of the Spirit. Because I'm attending to the altars. I'm attending to I'm a problem to abandon at that particular time. And hence, I'm always aligned with what God is doing at that particular season. Because mainly I hear from Him. I could rehearse with my band. And when we get on stage, the repertoire will change like completely. So you can't confirm me. I hear from Him and Him alone.
Let me ask you a question. Who plays your lead piano or your keys, like your lead keys? Because when you listen to the album, we'll talk about that later on. You talk about when the Spirit leads.
Yes.
And this guy gets you.
Yeah.
So who's that guy? Who plays your keys?
It's Smoo. Okay. Smoo says I'm going.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
I think it connects with my gift so much. Most of the time, Vela, when I choose people who will play with me or sing with me, I choose people who will understand my gift first.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So that when the Spirit of the Lord takes me somewhere else, you will be able to follow and come with me. Yeah.
Okay,
so you sang with Dr. Ribs.
Yes.
I love Dr. Ribs.
I love her so much
I mean,
as well.
And I'm excited because I've got so many questions to ask you about Dr. Rebecca Malope and Soli Matlango and Keke.
Yes.
Because, I mean, those are like the most dramatic performers
yes.
we have. No, wait.
In South Africa.
Yeah, in South Africa. Yes. And I'm not only... focus, Romeo. Romeo must focus. Focus. When I mean, you know, because now I'm moving from the spiritual aspect of
I
it.
I understand.
But they knock... They knock it out of the park.
Yeah.
We understand that.
Yeah.
And I just want to know, have you ever had an incident where after Dr. Rebecca, in her beautiful ball gown, has started to crawl on the floor, you guys needed to come and help her drag
no.
drag her with the dress off the stage? Because Because I think, yeah. I think, but it's the thing. I don't think, Dr. Rips, I don't think until she has crawled on the floor, the show is over.
Yeah.
Well, you know how they say it's not over until the third lady sings?
Yeah.
With Dr. Ribs, it's not over until that ball gown is dragged on stage.
Okay.
Like, she'll be dragging it, dragging it. They say, oh, yeah, yeah, mama, yeah, mama, yeah, yeah. Okay, and that's Dr. Ribs.
Yes.
But
yes.
Now, Soli Matlango.
Another one.
You know, I don't want to say, for lack of a better word, is there where it's like someone is like an anointed demon? Okay, I mean, I need a better word. There isn't one. Let me tell you why I'm saying that, guys. You know, Soli.
Yeah.
Soli Matlango, when he gets on stage, he doesn't prepare you.
Yeah.
He just goes like, "Is everybody okay? Is everybody okay?"
And then boom, yeah.
Then the vocalist, they run on stage. Obrigado. There's no like, oh, this next song that I'm gonna sing.
Yeah.
I learned it when I was in Jamaica. Yeah. You know the things that Donnie McLaughlin does. No. Soli gets on the mic, with immediate effect.
Yeah.
So it means you need to be always be plugged in.
Yeah.
Into the music and be ready. Yeah. And you can't come in with in your own key.
No.
And because. When he sings, when he goes obrigado, that whole thing is a cappella.
Mm.
That means when the band comes in, they have to go.
You need
which
to be
key?
Sharp. Yeah, what? You need to be sharp.
Hey,
when you work with those people.
Mm. Like for me, he's like an earthquake. Okay, let me not say he's like an earthquake. He goes on stage, ne? And then he'll be wearing those suits of his TD Jakes, and they'll be shaking and shining and getting in the spirit. So now, I want to see how was it working with Dr. Riggs and how was it working with Solomon Matlango?
You know, with me working with Mom Rebecca, I look at her as a mother.
Mm. Yeah.
Because mainly she always gives me good advice when I face some difficulties in the music industry. I always call her and ask, Hore, and then what must I do? Mm. Where must I go now?
Mm.
And she's always there.
Yeah.
She's always there. I'm busy or anything. She's always there. And she has given me some good advices. And what's even this, I imagine, are working for me.
Yeah.
With Ubabu Usoli Matlango as well.
Yeah.
Usoli, yeah, Mina.
He probably just kept on your toes that time.
I knew him back then. Mangisa Kula, he was my senior. So, Ukulukulu, what's my mupa breakthrough? Then, Soli Matlango, Wangbiza to come and be a backing vocalist.
But how beautiful is that? That you've known someone for such a long time, and when they get a breakthrough, they go back to the people that they've always known to come and you know, and connect.
That's what he did with me.
You know, okay. I know. If you just tuned in now, I know you talk about Dr. Rips, you talk about Solomon Matlango, and you're wondering. But then, who's the person who's sitting across talking to you guys about it? We are talking to Zazam Kaiti, a beautiful, beautiful gospel artist who is singing like she is. Getting paid in gold, like in gold bricks, you know. And you're from Kwate, mani?
Yes, I'm from Kwate.
So you're a Joburg baby.
Yes, I'm a Joburg. And most people think I'm from Eteguini.
Yeah.
And you know,
there's that notion now where all the gospel singers, the powerful singers, are from KZN.
No, darling, I'm from Kwate.
Just here.
Prince, just here.
Yeah.
Like 25 rand. North is gonna get you home.
It's okay.
Hey, Mato.
Yes.
And how was it growing up there?
Yeah, it was like hectic, like any other child. it was nice growing up in Kwatema.
Yeah.
And I love Ilogishlam. You'll be the Kaslam Akasi. I love Kaslam Kakulu.
And people of Atrejuli are not going to be happy to hear that because they think Atrejuli is Kaslam
Akasi. Is Kaslam Akasi.
Let me take you back.
Yes.
I think. A lot of people or a lot of artists underestimate the power of backing vocalists. And those, I know Mom Yvonne Chaka Chaka actually started like backing vocalist awards.
Oh, yes.
Because they have to be honored. I mean, the work they do, you know, you hear there are a lot of artists who are not great singers, but because they have, you know, good players and good backing vocalists.
Yeah.
So What are some of the dynamics or things that you learned as a backing vocalist? Because, you know, people underestimate the power of backing vocalists, but they don't know its preparation to you as an artist. You know, borrowing from what Ramu was saying in terms of, you know, singing for the big names.
Yeah.
I mean, backing for the big names that you backed for. Mm-hmm. But also, as an artist in preparation, what were some of the things that you learned from them that helped you prepare for where you are now?
You know, as a backing vocalist, most of them, they become comfortable. Comfort zone,
right.
Because taking a step forward and being a leader, like that time when I was still picking Unsel Matlang or Rukeke, I would look at them. Everything is ifuna mang funa loki bela, mfundi sa angnamali, milang ni maloki maslambi le mfundi si ugusto uchata that leadership role. Mm-hmm. And most of us as I'm a picking vocalist, we are afraid of tapping into that, you know, like this. My interviews, you must go when I is uzaza, not abantu abasemva kwami as backing vocalist. So I've learned a lot in taking part, understanding different characters that I work with, and being a leader. Like for me, like you being inside, like me as umama. So I'm they are calling me a mother of the nations, because they mainly see me as umama. Abana ma problems, bonke beza gimi mama this. Abana ma obafuni counseling, they come to me. So nimela pongtati I role yokuba umama, being a counselor, being a doctor wabo, being their leader, being their boss at the same time. So mina to me, from the lead vocalist loving Mbapeka at that time, I've learned discipline. Right. I've learned in that by you take a role to be a leader, and what kind of a leader. And you by you masing Peter Abandubami, you funde gubo abo Rebecca Nabusoli at that time.
And also I see, for example, I've been following your career from quite a long time. We've shared a stage together in some churches and so forth. But one of the
you're clearly just introducing her, right? It's not like you were singing.
like can you focus? Drink water, do something. Do we have messages there? Anyway, so there is so much empowering that you do in your project. And remember, I've always believed that I don't have to be all powerful, have all the money in the world to build my legacy in parallel. And there's one thing that you do very well, that you know, you are still building yourself, but then there is so much empowerment that you're doing in parallel. So it's like people who will know you as a millionaire tomorrow would have been part of your journey. Is that on purpose, or is it just happening naturally? Like
it's on purpose. It's on purpose, because you know, Nkulunkulu laid the thing in my heart of mentoring young and old women into the music industry, mainly because I didn't get that as an artist.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Music industry, it was tough. First of all, when you get a recording a deal. You get a license, you get a contract, and you become excited. You sign the contract out of excitement.
Then
you
only don't realize you've given
you
away.
Don't read the fine print, and mainly because you don't even afford the lawyer at the time. Ozokufundela your contract, because when you are excited, umzalwane, and most of the time, as gospel artists, we are thinking that the people who are signing us, especially the ones who are selling gospel music,
they think they've got your own interest, but they don't.
They are running business. They're in business.
It's a business. True.
Yeah, it's business. So you sign your life away because you are excited. Uchabulele yopume TV, yofake lipstick pinky, but you are not getting,
you're wearing now.
Like you are not getting anything out of your onke lento yakho. Wena nje uphume TV baguzwa eradweni. So into yahlala enhlizweni yami, so that I can teach the young girls abaza emva kwami, so that music industry akusiyi lento oyibonayo. Akusiyile oyibona iTV, ucabanga akusiqiniso leli.
Absolutely. Tell us about your journey to Funda, because I know you went to
Funda Center.
How was it there?
Yeah, Funda Center was rockers. Yeah, I met my husband there.
No wonder he was rockers.
I met him there.
What was he doing there?
He was doing music as well.
Okay, by the way, Habiska, Habi, please sit here. Let's find you a microphone.
There we go. Testing 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
Remember to put on your radio voice.
Okay, say something. Say something. I want to check if I gave you the right microphone, because today I'm on tech. I'm the tech. Say something. Let's hear.
We agree.
Ah, that's there you go. There you go. There you go. Here, Leo. Here,
yeah.
Leo.
Yeah.
So now, Habi. Uzazamara.
Yeah.
So, Habi, wait.
But it's not fair.
What is not fair?
I'm preparing.
Who said? We don't do things like
this. Call and radio. Anything is possible.
Anything is doable.
Get ready. Before the end of the show, you're going to sing for us.
You never know. You never know. By the time we finished, we will forget about Zaza and that she was here. We'll be interviewing you.
Never!
What do you mean never? You must be nice. You must share the spotlight.
Okay.
So... Okay, Habi, what is Habi's name?
Lebo.
My name is Lebo Mokgethi.
Ah, Lebo Mokgethi, Lebo Mokgethi. Lebo Mokgethi, what were you doing at Funda? Because tell you Fundi, Bobe Guzaza.
First of all, I would love to greet the listeners. We come to them in the name of Jesus.
And he says he's not ready.
You know what I mean?
We come in the name of the one who gives a blessing without an interruption.
Yeah.
The name of the one who has dateless times. Mm. The one who's neither the end nor the beginning.
We are definitely in church.
Or the one that bears no generational genealogy. He's a King of Kings and he's the Lord of Lords.
Okay, just we need to take an offering right now. Okay. Seriously, I mean, after that, I mean, can we preach some more? We can't. I mean, he closed the church.
Amen.
The Funda Center issue, I think it was a destination. I've went to a couple of schools, but then I always wanted, I had love for music.
Yeah.
And then I went to Funda Center. I think that's where my appointed time with God was, because I was not saved when I met Minister Zaza. I got saved after I met her, but she was not the ultimate why I came to Funda Center.
Hey, okay, why were you there? No, I hear the whole part that it was just a destination. I got there. So, okay. Now, you know what? Ask Romeo. Now, like, get into the core
to the
of the problem. Because I can see you're still romancing the journey. I walked in that day and I stood by the notice board.
The thing is, she had a friend. And then somehow I saw a friend first, and a friend let my eyes...
Don't threaten the brother. You know, he's giving her... Zaza,
can you please behave?
And the friend actually let my eyes to her. And
whoa, let's go back. Now, you say Zaza was with a friend.
Was with a friend.
Then
a friend came in first.
Yeah.
Then the friend took my attention to the door.
Uh-huh.
So the friend was actually ushering the light that I was going to
Hallelujah!
Oh, okay, no. Because I had misunderstood. You know what, my Romza, you know what I heard?
Yeah.
I heard what I'm glad you explained, because now what I heard was that the friend clocked eyes with him.
Yeah.
And then she went zan 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 zan.
No.
You know?
No.
The sparks.
I thought her sparks were trying to fly towards him.
Yes.
And then they hit a concrete wall, because then she walked in and she went zaka. You know? And then he faced the other way and found Zaza waiting there.
I think that's how.
Zaza, we are hearing the truth and you're trying to fix it. From the horse's mouth.
So this is what happened. Then I saw this light. I don't know if many people. I think I was lucky to meet Uzaza. I was not saved.
Yeah.
And I think God wanted me into this thing you know, we would come in and preach and stuff, because Zaza and I are called for ministry,
and
we are also called for we are commissioned to nations. So we have a foundation where we go and preach the word of God and give clothes and give food out of our own pocket. We don't have sponsors, so we believe that's what we are called for. So when I saw Uzaza, then I started proposing her, but because of
how long?
Because of Lobabu. So
How long?
Even if I got shown on next.
Yes. The local daughter la master.
Yeah. So
can I tell you, Zaza could have easily been, you know, do you know Greed and Desire? There's this woman called Sharon D.
Yeah.
Zaza could have easily been Sharon D's sister. We both look. I don't know if you can act, but I don't know if you're a good actress or
anything like that. She can.
But if they were looking for someone to be Sharon D's sister, to do the whole.
I'm going to challenge you. I'm going to challenge you.
No, don't challenge me.
Listen, you're going to like this.
What?
Remember, my wish for you is to actually run a full production sponsored by NFVF. Hint, hint, if they are listening.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I want you to actually cast the...
Zaza.
You see?
What's you're demanding? I mean, hello.
No. Remember, we'll what she spoke about Solima Sangu, you know, when he made the spotlight. He remembered her. So I'm challenging you, live on radio, when you get a budget to do a movie.
That's cool.
There we go.
Yeah, okay. The way she keeps going, yes, baby. You never know. She just might get something. Okay, guys, why are we messing with the proposal from this guy? You know, we're starting to tell us how he proposed and all of that. And then this woman, you were trying to propose and she was not totally masking.
Yeah, you know. So this is what happened. Uzaza, then when I saw her, I forgot to say something. When she appeared, something in me, I didn't know that the Spirit of God could say anything to me, but something in me just said, that is the one who's going to give birth to coming generations, you know, to us. So something in my loins. Something in my loins was actually declaring her to be the mother, you know, of who was going to give them birth, you know. And then she said to me, because there were a few crushes, you know, hey. So she said to me, I know. So she said to me, I know, Kuti, Ubanbani, we are Tanda, Nubanban. You cannot be with me unless you must destroy those relationships. Then I said to her, no, it's fine. So I destroy again. Just give me a promise. What, you know, I'm going to go with you to those ladies.
Yeah.
And you must tell them before me.
Wait. Maromza, did you hear that?
Ati.
I'm gonna go with you to those ladies
before we can say anything.
This one was serious.
Because she was not gonna believe his report. She was like, "I will do it. I want to see it with my own two
and probably I was making it up at the time, but because of her spirit, I think that speaks through her. Then she said, "No, I'm gonna go with you." So I went there. Then she gave me that face again, and then I had to do, you know. Destroy those relationships, you know.
But I mean, Zaza knows what she wants.
But now you were proposing, but she was done. It was by now.
She says to me, when she saw me, it was confirmed to her heart that that's my husband.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes. And when I started knowing her, I started knowing things that I didn't know. You know, she was like 10 times the light of the sun.
And she was I need my sunglasses.
And she was the light of the sun in the night time.
Wow.
Okay.
Yes, you know. So then I started knowing some things. I didn't know Christ. She wanted me to. So at that time, we're not interested, you know, because ngangibona abazalwana abagcoka ama trampelina, abanye abagcoka ama, you know, ama three quarter pants and ama
panji.
So she proposed to me that come, usindi, so ufane nathi sibe abantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
And you're like, with clothes like that. Yeah.
Because of Labantu Labaya, I mean, I'm not gonna bash my German card and all those things, card and SKL and what. So, as Christians, I mean, as Christians.
So
there was just that image about Christianity that I didn't like. Even if ngathwa blind kanjani, I wouldn't go there, you know,
because even if the clothes were free, they were not going
to
wear them.
They were not appealed to me.
They were not appealing to me.
Yes. However, God caused this situation where I lost everything, and the only solution was to go to church.
Hallelujah.
So I went to church that day. She was leading the praise and worship, and she never believed when she saw me raising my eyes. I was the only one who was saved that Sunday.
Yeah, ne? Wow.
Amen.
Well, okay, now quickly, where did you get married? When did you guys get married? And all of that. Tell us quickly.
We got married in 2002. September 8th.
In summer.
So we are 12 years, 13 years now.
No, 15 this year.
You can do it now. You see, your math needs
Romeo knows that we're not good with dates.
Yeah, well, I mean, I work with him. Trust me, he's not good with dates. He's not good with dates. Like right now, he was almost taking his calculator to go 2070 minus 2002 so that he can get 50.
Why is dragging our laundry?
No, I'm just
saying. You're supposed to be protecting me.
Okay, okay, fine. Let's go back to.
I've got a question.
Maromza. Okay, ask.
Listen,
focus. Ask away,
Sirai. So. Part of belated is to not necessarily put a spotlight on you a lot, mm-hmm. even though we kind of like want to give our listeners an idea who you are. Yes. You know, you are like all of us. You've got your challenges and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But let's create a belated moment for someone who, especially couples who work together.
Mm-hmm.
Because there will be those challenges, disagreements, mm-hmm. you know, how do you handle, you know, disappointments from outside, mm-hmm. you know, and it's the two of you, you still need to manage your marriage, you know, kids, family, and all that. Mm-hmm. What is your, would you say your number one as a couple, your number one thing to do to sustain a good marriage?
With us is to separate, first of all. Lebo is my manager.
Right.
So when it's time for ministry, he takes his position as a manager.
Oh, okay.
Do you understand? See, I was
now I know you're from Kwatema. You said a manager. Yeah, that's the one.
But Marayin, Marango.
No, Rina Bakopolo, when we call it properly, is a manager.
Okay.
Pulukwane.
Yeah.
Pulukwane. A manager.
Marayin, Ramza.
A manager. Managers. Level manager.
Okay, when I was in it. Manager.
Manager.
Ooh.
That's pretty manager.
Manager.
Yeah.
Manager.
But just one, Pulukwane. Manager.
Anyway, okay, yeah, all right. So,
when it's time for ministry, which are the position here? Okay, he takes his position.
Mm.
He runs.
Like now, you saw I had to open water
for
because
me.
Because I was a kilometer. You know, I become a seven.
Yes, but when you get home. Yes, I take my position as umama wasekhaya.
Yeah, that's correct.
Uba ubaba, we've managed to separate the two. Ukuthi kungalethi friction between us.
Right.
Yes.
And the other thing, it's like when we were doing the live DVD last year, September, mm-hmm. in Soweto Theatre, because of she's all I have and I'm all she has. When she was on stage ministering, I understood that there's things that are happening in the spiritual realm as well as in the physical realm. So she needs to be balanced in the spiritual realm.
Right.
So when she was ministering, I was upstairs praying the whole time. When the we were doing the DVD,
yeah,
because I had to stand in the gap for her because there are things that interferes with ministers' performances, so I had to stand in the gap for her. So that's what we do. When she holds on the left, I hold on the right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Okay. That is you. I like what you say because I remember that's how. In fact, I was talking to my sister, to Judith, and she was telling me, Hori, Lebo's Khobela, also, her husband is her manager as well.
Yeah.
And he does... I mean, she was just in awe. She was like, Ramsey, you know, my sister, that guy does every single thing you can think of.
Yeah.
I mean, he's treating her like a queen.
Mm-hmm.
And which is why it's also important to also highlight that couples can actually work together and be able to separate issues as well, and be able to not just work together, but work together, play together, and everything, but do things accordingly, know. And I think that is an absolute beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
And now, before, I know you'd be surprised how we run out of time in studio, but I want us to take like a proper commercial break. I know we don't have a band here, but I want Zazama sing something for us, and you must sing. You know, there's that song that when you sang it, everybody stops and stopped and went like, wait, hold on. We can see Joyas, but who's that woman?
Yeah.
Who's that guy? That girl to get there? You know, I mean, because Namkam Kosi was like
a national anthem.
Mm.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
And you see, you talk about appointed time.
Yeah.
It had to take Zaza to give that song life.
Yeah.
Because songs are written, you know, and working in a big band like that, anyone could do better.
Yes.
You know?
But it had to take you specifically an appointed time to do to actually do this.
Yeah, so she's Namtown Nkosi, like the same way that Ntokozo is in the shade.
In the shade of our
you know what I mean?
Yes.
and then Lebo is gonna be Lion of Judah.
Yeah. Yes.
You know what I mean? Mm. Oh, please sing something for me, or for us. Okay. I'm including Romeo now.
Thank you.
Namtown Nkosi. Ngiyamangala umangi pega ebufa gube wena wonke nami ngabe ngafele nhle leni sangena la lapho kuthiwa ongena khona kapumi saphuma la phokuthiwa akuphunywa akuphunywa sengibonga umhlabakho
offering. Woo! Yes. Yeah, hey, Kikula Maromza ina shapaka tena.
Yeah.
I know, Sheba. I was
underestimated.
I was underestimated.
So, Zaza, you've got about 4 albums now.
Yes.
You've got 4 albums.
Yes.
I think the first one was
released. And a live DVD, eh?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. So you've got 4 albums. The first one released in 2012, I think.
No, 2010.
I mean, 2010, yes. I beg yours. And, but I think the album that really stood out and went, you know, global is the current one.
The current one, the one I did under my own label.
Yes,
Zaza
Holdings.
Yes.
Yeah.
That one. Yes, it yo.
Yeah.
It blew me away as well. It even received a nomination on Summer 23.
We'll talk about that. No,
she's dead. Tell us. She's dead. Tell us.
You know that project, ne? Every song in that album is a hit.
Yeah.
Even if I can say it, Mina Zaza self.
Yeah.
Because when we were about to release it, we had to do a listening session because we were not sure which song to push.
Yeah.
Because all of them were so relevant.
It's about 23 tracks.
23 tracks. Yeah. And I didn't even prepare to do 23. I was shocked when, after the recording, that we did 23 tracks.
Wow.
Mm.
That's basically a double CD.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is. It's a double CD. Yeah. That album is, you have it, right?
I will check. Remember, Mina, I'm a gospel producer.
Hey,
and then I listen to an album.
Okay.
And I can tell you what you were trying to do where.
Yeah.
So I can explain to you.
Yeah.
For example, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but songs like Gumnandi,
Gumetembuches,
it's really your way of saying, guys, I really want you to take me seriously. What you did on the song, it's how much you took your time. I mean, the song is almost 10 minutes long.
Yeah.
You took your time. And it was just you and the keys.
Yeah.
And you went on, I mean, by the time, you know, the backing vocalists come in, you actually have made it, you rubber stamped.
Yeah.
So, I can talk about song to song, but I actually can give you an emotion in every song.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anyway, I won't do that.
Yeah. And the name of the album, it's Blowing the Horn of Chronicles.
Yes.
Yeah. Blowing the Horn of Chronicles.
I know it's a strange name. I know most of albums, say they would say praise, praise, or, you know, the normal. But this one was taken from the scripture of Chronicles. Chronicles, it talks about when Israel was going to be, an enemy was coming against Israel and they didn't know.
Yeah.
And the king that time was King Jehoshaphat.
Yeah.
And King Jehoshaphat spoke to God and said, hey, the seers are saying there's an enemy that is coming. And God said, no, relax. Don't fight. I'll fight for you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And he said, take a few men and go to war tomorrow. Then he did so. And when they got there, surprisingly, they got everybody killed themselves.
Mm.
So the moral of the album is that in your life, We know you've got walls. Mm. We know sometimes we want to take things upon ourselves to fix certain things.
True. Yeah.
But until you give God an upper hand to deal with your situation, it is only then you are going to bring down the walls.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's where it's been birthed from.
Mm. Yeah. So let's talk about the technicalities. You know, for example, where can the album be found?
Yeah.
You know, the DVD and all that. I know, I mean, the album was very well received.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, there are already a couple of songs that are going to become a national anthem.
Amen.
Obviously, the period is one
of
them.
Yeah.
But, you know, Bayege
Bahlele.
Yeah, Bayege Bahlele. Among the favorites as well.
That sounds like something that Brenda Fassie would have sang.
Yeah.
Bayege Bahlele.
Bayege,
baby.
I remember me. Okay, the album is available. It's available digitally.
So you can get on iTunes,
Amazon,
Google Play,
digital stores. They have
fantastic.
It. And every store here in South Africa, music store, your Musica, your Jet Music, your Dakota, your Look and Listen, your Kumbox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Dakota rules. Kopolokwane.
Yeah.
You must ask them. Ask them which store is selling more than all of them. Dakota, baby. Dakota.
Yes, the album is available. It's a double CD and a DVD. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I want to ask you something else quickly. Besides the gospel musicians that you've worked with, any secular musicians that you've worked with, and who are your favorite secular musicians locally and internationally, who would you listen to when you're not listening to gospel?
I would listen to Judith Tipume.
Judith is a crossover. We're not counting Judith.
Okay. I would listen to Busi
Gana. Who's Busi? Busi, the
Lighten Confession,
the Lighten
Confession
one.
I would
listen to
Superman. The Superman Busi.
Mm. Yes, I would listen to.
She's a beautiful
Gakolo. And I would do maybe a song with her.
Wow.
If Climbing Milling in there. Oh, I would do a song with Black Coffee.
Of course.
Yes.
Mm. Of course.
Yes, we love it. I love it. The local. I love local, darling.
Yeah. And then anyone international,
you know? No, darling.
You don't. Okay.
All right. And let's quickly talk about. We're actually out of time. Talk about. And congratulations on your nomination.
Oh, thank you so much.
For the Summers.
Thank you.
And I think it's befitting. So, what does that nomination mean to you? And what kind of opportunities does it also open? I beg your pardon.
It means a lot. I'm so excited about it. I was not expecting it. I'm looking forward to go and take the award to bring it back home.
And how is your speech going to go like?
Yeah, so we can remind them. Ukalela.
I know, man.
Okay,
why are you putting me on this spot, guys?
Fine, but Romeo told you, we do the weirdest things in here.
I would like to thank God, first of all.
Yes.
Thank my hubby and the kids.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How many kids do you guys have?
Three. Two boys and one.
I'm still here.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm still two.
Muketi safe. Muketi safe.
So we've got two boys
and one girl.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yes, but we're done.
Okay.
So ngibonge nababantwana ke. Bese sengibonga ikampani yethu noHabi, Zaza Holdings. Bese sengibonga uPut Romeo. Angithi uzongikhumbuza. Bese sengibonga uStraminim.
Ngizama
ngikubonga. Bese sengibonga all the radio stations and all the TV channels, because this nomination ingiphe it created a mileage
much
for me.
Needed boost.
Because I'm getting so many interviews. Nala Bengas Guti Kone radio station con. I'm getting calls from Bang Cholile and I'm really grateful. Because vele, he said to us he's going to promote this album. He promised us good. I'm going to promote it.
Okay, I'm rushing you because we're gonna wrap up.
Okay.
But then for bookings, level Habi at what? Is it Habi at or is it level at?
No, it's that. It's that Mokheti21@gmail.com and phone number is 079-413-1054.
That's for bookings.
Only for bookings, not the e-tourism.
Exactly.
Yes.
You never know the things that
we have us.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. So now we've got like literally 1 minute left. Ne?
Yes.
So, Maromza, do you want to preach or something? I know you like closing things.
No, I mean, all I can say is congratulations.
Thank you.
Knowing where you started, you know, you've done well. And all you need to do, remember the challenge of business is once you start hitting excellence, you need to maintain it.
Amen.
That is fantastic. Okay, and I'm just going to say well done on your nomination. It's not easy to get nominated like that because the competition is tough. Because we're talking in terms of business, not just because it's gospel.
Yes.
And then, I mean, there's also Ama Crown Awards and all of that and all of that.
Yes.
But we wish you the best. We're so happy that you came through. We'll get you to come in again sometime and do a follow up.
Yes.
And for someone who just wasn't prepared for the interview level, you did
when you win,
fabulously.
When you win, you must come and remind us.
And then as we go out,
I will.
As we go out, we're going to sing Deep Here in My Community. Let's go, guys. That was us on Belighted. Be good, be well. We'll see you next week, Monday, as we step out with this hit. One hit live from Cliff Central Studios.
One, two, three, go.
Deep here in my kunutu, ditsijwa kiwena. Oh, Tate, ubatware. Deep here in my kunutu, ditsijwa kiwena.
Cliffcentral.com.